This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 47 for Thursday, September 5th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was stronger Thursday morning, recovering from earlier losses amid ideas the declines were starting to look overdone. Uncertainty over demand from China continues to weigh on prices after the announcement earlier this week that China was launching an anti-dumping investigation into Canadian canola. However, any disruptions to exports have yet to come, and ideas those losses were looking overdone as prices touched chart support helped underpin the market today. Canola up $3 to $8, the November contract up $7.70 at $587.40 per ton. Chicago soybeans were weaker in early trade, but soy oil is higher, and that's underpinning canola as well. European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil are both posting small gains in most months. In the U.S., soybeans and corn are lower, while wheat is mixed. Soybeans thought to be due for a correction after moving higher earlier this week. The November contract, it's down 3 cents at 10.18 per bushel. Warm and dry weather forecasts should allow for a good start to the U.S. soybean harvest, but with soybeans still developing in most areas, the lack of moisture is raising some concerns over yield reductions. The USDA reported private export sales of 126,000 tons of soybeans to China this morning, with an additional 189,000 tons to unknown destinations also going on the books. Weekly export data will be released tomorrow. Corn futures also pressured by chart-based profit-taking after yesterday's gains, with farmer selling picking up as well. The December contract down 2 cents at 410 per bushel. Expectations that the warm and dry Midwestern weather will aid the corn harvest contributed to the declines. Wheat futures are mixed. Minneapolis spring wheat, it is up 4 cents in the December contract at 627 per bushel, while Kansas City hard red winter wheat down 3 cents in December at 589 per bushel. Chicago soft wheat down 5 cents in December at 575 per bushel. Expectations for increased winter wheat area in Ukraine put some pressure on values, but declining production estimates out of France remained supportive. A French growers group pegged production at just under 26 million tons. That would be a 9 million ton drop on the year. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, September 5th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.